Welcome everyone to .NET Conf Focus on Xamarin. I'm James Montemagno and I could not be more excited to be here with all of you all around the globe for an amazing day of Xamarin content. We have 9 hours of amazing content from the product team and community members around the globe. I think we have like 10 different time zones that presenters are at right now, bringing amazing Xamarin content directly to you. Now, I'm really thankful for the amazing team here in Channel 9 Studio here in Redmond. We have some amazing people with me. Olya will be helping me throughout the day. Also behind the scenes, Cameron, Ryan, Golnaz, Beth Massey, Javier, and a bunch more people are really making this happen behind the scenes. It's been a hard time to get here, but we're excited to have this amazing day of content. Now, of course, you can go to focus.dotnetconf.net to find the full agenda. It's a nice long title there. Which has amazing content throughout the day, whether you're a brand new Xamarin developer or you've been developing apps with Xamarin for 9 years like I have. I'm really excited for the amount of content that we have. And of course, all these videos will be live on YouTube later as well. So if you have to step out, you'll be good to go. Now, I'm ecstatic, honestly, to have my favorite people in the entire world to keynote today. First, we have our program managers, David and Maddie, that will be coming on, joining our CVP, Amanda Silver, who I'm so excited. They'll be launching the day, telling us all about Xamarin, Visual Studio, and .NET. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it off to Amanda.
Thanks, James. Thanks for welcoming everybody all over the globe to talk about Xamarin and .NET. And I'm really excited to kick off our second focus event of the year. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Amanda Silver. I'm the CVP of PM for the developer division at Microsoft. Obviously we .NET is definitely deep in our hearts. I've been working on .NET since I started at Microsoft in 2001. And you can really build anything with .NET, from desktop to web to mobile to IoT. You really can build absolutely anything. It's free, it's cross-platform, and it's open source. And it's designed to be a general purpose so that once you learn to build one type of application, you can quickly build other types of applications for completely different workloads. Your skills can really easily transfer to other domains using the same languages and libraries. .NET enables developers to be more productive building feature-rich applications of any type for any device with great performance. Now, .NET Standard brings it all together so that the ecosystem can share libraries easily across all of these different types of applications. And we've made really significant advancements in the platform since it was open sourced in 2014. Together, Microsoft and the community has extended the capabilities of .NET to cover workloads we've never had before, like Linux workloads and machine learning and AI. Now, being open source and expanding the platform to more workloads has resulted in significant growth. Just take a look at a few of these stats. Over the past year, we've added over 1 million new .NET devs in the past year. And in fact, the year before, we also added 1 million new .NET devs. It's the number one most loved framework, according to Stack Overflow surveys. And it's one of the top. It has two of the top 30 highest velocity open source projects, both with .NET as well as ASP.NET. It's a top 5 language on GitHub, and it's 7 times faster than Node.js, according to the Tech Empower benchmark. 40% of those who are new to .NET are students. And so that really means that the next generation of developers are really starting with .NET. With the help of the .NET Foundation, there's been an injection of innovation in .NET and the surrounding ecosystem. We're really proud of its momentum in the open source community, and we're excited to work with all of you guys. There are a number of open source projects that make up the .NET platform ecosystem, and it's amazing to see the engagement. 87% of the people who contribute to the .NET platform don't work for Microsoft. All of these open source developers have made over 110,000 code contributions back into the platform itself. That's really just amazing, and I just wanted to thank you. Now, today, we're going to be focusing on building beautiful native mobile apps with Xamarin. With Xamarin, you can build fast, beautiful native apps in less time with less code, and there's a thriving ecosystem to support you in doing that. So what is Xamarin? Xamarin allows you to build native, performant, cross-platform apps for many devices. Now, when it's coupled with Visual Studio, one of our favorite code editing environments and IDEs, you can have the most productive environment for building apps for iOS and Android. And of course, it's part of .NET, and it's all open source. So let's talk a little bit about what we've been focusing on for Visual Studio and how that relates to Xamarin, building Xamarin applications. Millions of developers rely on Visual Studio to build and deploy code, as well as collaborate with their teams. With Visual Studio 2019, we've focused on what's important to developers by adding numerous productivity improvements, enhanced collaboration, and faster tooling that bring the best experience to developers building modern solutions, including .NET mobile development with Xamarin. You can get up and running faster with async loading of extensions. You can collaborate on your solution super easily with anybody in the world using Visual Studio Live Share, so you can have a real-time collaborative experience building your applications. You can also be more productive with Xamarin using Hot Reload and Hot Restart, and there will be a lot of really awesome demos later in this session that'll show you how that works. And you also can take advantage of AI-assisted IntelliSense using IntelliCode, which also supports Android XML and Xamarin Forms XAML. Now, especially for the XML-based languages, IntelliCode really just makes it so that pretty much all you're doing is hitting tab, 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 tab. You're pretty much doing absolutely no typing. You don't even have to think about the code that you need to write. Additionally, we've also made it easier than ever to get started. Xamarin is now 2 times faster to install, and we've reduced the install size to only 6 gigs. So that makes it a lot easier to get it set up on your dev box and get going really quickly. Xamarin continues to enable more developer productivity features like XAML Hot Reload and Hot Restart, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which will significantly speed up your mobile development. So you can iterate super quickly on your Xamarin Forms UI while debugging and quickly redeploying your Xamarin Forms app without having to do a full recompile. So that means your F5 time is just really super fast. If you grab the latest versions of Visual Studio 2019 or Visual Studio 2019 for Mac, you'll be able to try these out. So definitely check it out. So with this growing ecosystem, you might ask, who are some of the people who are using it? Here are just a few of the companies that are using Xamarin and .NET today. These companies leverage Xamarin and .NET across all verticals, a bunch of different types of solutions, and all different types of platforms. And many of them, I'm sure you're going to recognize some of these brands that you see here. UPS is one of these customers. They've been using Xamarin to build their mobile solutions for the last few years, along with many of our other tools and services. Here's a video we did with them back when they started, which is still relevant today.
A lot of people think of UPS as a packaging company. I see it as a technological company that also does logistics.
We have millions of mobile users using the native apps on each operating system. Visual Studio tools for Xamarin allowed us to develop a single code base in C# and deploy an application to 2 completely different mobile phone ecosystems. Xamarin allows us to deliver customer features faster. We also use the .NET core to manage our web service calls and our business logic that we have embedded inside the mobile application. C# has allowed us to decrease our code size by 64%.
UPS Bot's an automated virtual assistant that allows customers to interact with UPS using conversational interface. Customers that have Facebook Messenger can ask UPS Bot questions about their packages.
The bot framework gave us the ability to build on multiple channels. So if we built it once, then we could automatically extend that to things like Facebook. With Lewis, we were able to train our bot to understand natural language without having to code. We're running the bot as a service in Azure, and we adopted Application Insights, which is giving us those analytics and tracking intents so that we can implement additional functionality in the future. Azure gives us the ability to scale up and out automatically. The pace at which technology is moving is really exciting, and the possibilities are endless.
Now, I've got my coffee, and I'm ready to watch 8 hours of Xamarin content. And to do that, I'm going to kick it off to David and Maddie, who are going to walk us through some of the awesome things that you can do with Xamarin. Thanks, guys. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Amanda. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to introduce everybody to Xamarin, share with everyone how amazing the .NET ecosystem is right now. There's really never been a better time to be a .NET developer. I started out my career doing ASP, VBScript, and Access databases and all that stuff back in the, mid-90s. And then when .NET came out, it was clear that that was going to be a huge thing. And now here we are, all these years later. Maddie, how you doing?
I am amazing. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So I'm ready to start getting into some things, but before we do, I just wanted to, these are interesting times for us, right? And we're all working from home. My wife's in the other room doing teaching. She's an educator, and so she's on a meeting right now, and we're having a meeting, and we're all still doing this thing. And I probably have 3 kids watching, some streaming service right now. But it's important that everybody knows that I am indeed wearing pants. This is just, when you're working from home, you still got to get dressed up. You still got to do the necessary things, right? So at least today. Where's your pants, Cam, Maddie? No?
In the Channel 9 studios, you don't even know whether or not they're wearing pants or not.
True. We're all about being transparent. This is letting everybody know exactly what's going on. So
thanks for
sharing.
Let's
start diving into some stuff. Yeah, you like that? And we like to have fun. We are flexible, if nothing else. The Xamarin team loves that. So. Maddie, who's kicking this thing off? You, me, what's happening?
Turn it over to you, Dave.
All right. So I have my own Stream Deck here. So from here on out, I am in control. Let's go to my desk. That's us. We are in our Xamagons. Say hi to your Xamagon. All right, let's go. So we're going to talk about how Xamarin enables you to build fast, beautiful, and native applications. Fast in how productive you can be, as well as native performance. So quick reminder, let's just set the stage here, that Xamarin apps, you can build everything in C#. So in one language, you can, of course, always get to the other languages and do the things you need to do because it's all a native stack. But you're going to be more productive when you are in the C# space, right? You can just do all your stuff in .NET. All your shared C# for your business logic, your platform APIs, the user interface as well. So 100% of everything you can do in Objective-C and Swift, you're going to have access to that in C# as well. It's native execution, so native performance. There's really no super magical thing. It's perhaps magical if you're like me and you don't necessarily understand how a binding works. But really, your C# is working directly against the same APIs that you would have if you were writing it in Objective-C or Swift or Kotlin or Java. And you're just using C# and being productive doing it that way. The end result is exactly the same. So whether it's an iOS application or an Android application, you're doing the same thing. iOS is all going to be ahead of time compiled. Android is all just-in-time compiled. However, we are enabling new experiences, which we will be talking about today and you have had for a bit now, that will take advantage of optimized AOT to greatly improve the performance and the startup of your Android applications. So native UI, it can still be native even when shared. And this is where something like Xamarin Forms comes to play. So on iOS, an activity indicator is the UI activity indicator. And on Android, it's a progress bar. When you're using Xamarin Forms, you express that as an activity indicator, but you're still going to get those native controls on the native platforms. Similarly, the UI slider for iOS, the seek bar for Android, well, on Xamarin Forms, that's a slider. And another aspect of this, because they are native controls, is you can take advantage of them in any native application. You don't have to use a completely cross-platform Xamarin Forms, per se. You can use them in native applications, whether they're iOS and Android and C#, or even Objective-C, Swift, Java, and Kotlin, it's possible. And so here's a great article from one of our awesome MVPs, Ryan Davis, in Australia. He wrote this for Code Magazine, and he demonstrates how he has been super productive doing exactly this, sharing more and more UI, but within native applications to benefit him. So, whoops, wrong keyboard, this keyboard. So you could actually take this and flip it. In the same way that you use an activity indicator to get the UI activity indicator, on those native platforms, you can share all of those things. So you could use Xamarin Forms from the get-go, or you could be working in iOS and Android, and you could call up a content page from a Xamarin Forms library and say, give me the view controller, give me the fragment, give me the piece, the frame that I need to do the native thing. So there's a lot of flexibility in how you use these controls because they are all native. All right, big white screen because we're talking about this. So there are some really great things and resources available to you to see some of these beautiful UIs that many people are creating, many of you probably watching, and we celebrate those every time we see them because, you know, we're the tool builders, we're the library developers, and certainly we do our best at creating beautiful UIs ourselves, but you take what we've done and you exponentially demonstrate what's really possible using the .NET platform in Xamarin. So Built with .NET is a great place to go. Snippets Dev is an excellent repository where you can submit anything you've built, or you can find samples of things that other folks have built. There's a wonderful trend happening right now where developers are taking dribbles and other designs, UpLabs, for example, and building out UIs just to kind of flex the library, flex what Xamarin Forms and Xamarin allows you to do, and really kind of get a flavor for it, and in the process create some really beautiful examples. So Snippets has those and the code repos where you can go explore those. And then, of course, our own Javier Suarez Ruiz, who is presenting later today, has maintained for a long time his awesome Xamarin Forms repository, which has tons of libraries and plugins. One of my favorites is this new transitions plugin. Actually, it's been around for a little bit that allows you to do like hero transitions and just beautiful fluid animations. And then, of course, the customer showcase, which we kind of touched on a little bit earlier during Amanda's keynote. And then Kim Philpotts of the Xamarin University fame and now part of Microsoft Learn has his own blog and has his own Twitch stream where you can see some of these beautiful dribbles come to life. And he walks you through the thought process, everything from the design all the way into implementing it in Xamarin Forms, how to do some of those really interesting animations that can just really jazz up your apps and take them to the next level. And then I would be remiss if I didn't call out Stephen Thavison's wonderful website, all of his beautiful samples that he has done. He's been a great voice in the community, also another MVP. That shows you what you can really do with Xamarin Forms. And the great thing is today is packed full of these developers sharing with you the latest and greatest stuff that they're doing, hopefully to really, really inspire you and to show you that it's just so, so cool. So a couple of things that happened last year that I wanted to mention, and these are also just amazing resources you can go back to and see how everybody's building their apps, what's the code look like, et cetera. So last year we had this month of love, I believe it was February of last year, so just a little over a year ago, I guess. Tons of blogs and samples that were built demonstrating the coolest things of Xamarin Forms at that time. Of course, it's been a year, so we've got a lot more. And then we have the Xamarin UI July, which was one of Stephen's initiatives, where you could blog and show off all the cool things that you're able to do with Xamarin Forms. And you can see on the screen here, just these samples alone have some really beautiful, beautiful things from some of our great community members, many of you who are watching. So we have our awesome Xamarin component vendors that really make so much of this possible. You know, you can go build that amazing grid or calendar on your own if you really, really want to. But I highly recommend you check out these component vendors to you know, supercharge your productivity. Another thing to call out, and at some point I go to Maddie here. So Maddie, you got to flag me down because I get so excited here. I just keep talking and talking and talking. But this year, you know, we have, I guess it was earlier this year, we announced the new Surface Duo and Surface Neo. The Surface Duo is an Android device. The Surface Neo is a Windows 10X device. So what platform, what cross-platform technology is better suited to support a first-party device, especially ones as beautiful as these, than .NET and Xamarin? So we've been with it since day zero and working with our other team members within the Windows team and others, the design teams, to make sure that we're producing really good samples and dual screen patterns. And we have a dual screen session later today from our former colleague, now part of the Duo team, Craig Dunn, and then Guy Marin, who also I believe will be with him. So definitely hang around and check that out. These devices are amazing. I have had the privilege of putting my grubby little fingers on a few of them, and the build quality is just so, so amazing. Hey, Matt, hang on just a second. They're telling me that you're muted. She should be coming through the OBS, through mine. She was coming through for Cameron previously, James. I can hear you. She was muted in Teams, so maybe she's good. Check with Cameron. Live streaming from my...
Yeah, she looks to be muted.
Open up your mic in Teams, Maddie.
Hello, hello. Better? Okay.
Keep rolling.
I'm going to mute my Skype real quick. All right. Awesome. I have to stop and say, because of this, thank you so, so much to every single person who is in Channel 9 right now, everyone on the Xamarin team. I mean, you folks are absolutely incredible for coming out in this whole situation and making sure that this thing can be such an amazing success, and all of the remote sessions we have later are going to be great. I'm so excited. But what I had said was David can turn this over to me because he so lovely put my face on this slide in our Xamarin TV app, which is the dual screen sample app we built as part of the Windows event that happened back in February. And you can go back and watch that. It's all online still, but it's where we displayed the Surface Duo and some of the interactions and design paradigms that you might want to start using when you bring your app experiences to dual screen. And Xamarin TV is an awesome example of that. You can just go through our YouTube videos, write some notes about it. It's really cool. And it uses the amazing Xamarin Forms 2 pane view, which is a really easy way to get your screens ready to transition from one to spread across both to vertically spread across both, all those amazing things. And of course, with Xamarin, you're always going to stay up to date. So one thing we've always talked about is our same-day support. It's an incredible, incredible asset, because when you're building a cross-platform technology, you don't want your users and your customers to feel like they're behind when they're using your app. So you have to stay ahead of the game, which is why we give you previews as soon as we get previews of all of the latest operating systems. And with that, you will be getting Android 11 preview support in the next Visual Studio preview. So keep your eye out for that. I love this slide because the iOS logos are just the same with different colors. The Android logos, it's like you can look back at the first one and be like, oh, I think that's marshmallow, right? Yeah. And of course,
those logos are bananas. The first time I saw them, I was like, what are these?
Yeah, now they're moving away from letters. So it's 11 now. Turn it up to 11. And of course, Xcode 11.4 support is out as well. So, you know, keep up to date with our blog. We're always going to be, you know, staying up with the latest technologies on the native platforms. And it's great because when you use Xamarin, it means you'll never be behind the native platforms. You'll always be able to get previews and start updating your app before the OS rolls out to your customers. One of the great examples of this that I love is that we take advantage of the latest innovations in the native platforms. And one of those that's been really incredible for our customers so far is Android App Bundles. And what Android App Bundles does is it takes your user who has certain languages that they speak and have the language packs or keyboards downloaded for. They have a certain device with a certain screen resolution, and they have a locale and all of that, and it builds your APK to only include the things that that user needs. So you upload an app bundle to the store, and the store is going to automatically download what the store thinks this user is going to need. And because the store is on their phone, it gets it right 100% of the time, so all the user knows is that the APK is up to half the size of what it would be standard if they downloaded everything. A really good example of this is, like, you want to have images of all different resolutions for all the different devices. Well, if I have a phone with a certain resolution, I don't want everybody else's images. I just want mine. And that's where you get a lot of these gains. And another innovation that we've really we're really excited to be seeing come to fruition is support for Android X and the support library. So Android X and Jetpack and all these words you might have heard interchangeably or in different settings, but Android has upgraded their support libraries to kind of a more modern edition, and they're calling those Android X. And what you would have to do is go into all your support libraries and find the compatible Android X library and replace that in your code. But we actually have in preview now an experimental Android X migrator. So what you do is you check off that box, and we are going to, it's like I said, it's preview, it's experimental. You can right-click, migrate all your Android projects to Android X. I actually did it with a couple of the apps this weekend just to see how it was working on the latest public or the preview build, and it was awesome. It worked with no problems. So can't promise that's for everybody, but go try it out. It is in the Sable Visual Studio right now as this feature, and it's in your tools options, Android. And this is one of the many examples of the innovations the Xamarin team makes beyond the native technology. We don't stop with the things that the native technologies and the native platforms do, but we also think of how we can create our own experiences that leverage our strengths, and they go above and beyond what you'd expect when you were building that app just natively. And one of my favorite examples of this is startup tracing, which is a feature where we took the ahead of time compilation that David mentioned at the beginning, and Android's native just-in-time compilation, and we blend them together to give you the perfect mix of app startup speed and app size, and you can tailor it now to your specific app. So we kind of did a best effort. We did the things that everybody knows we can AOT and everybody knows we can JIT, but with the new startup tracing that just came out, there's actually a command line tool that lets you bundle it specifically to your app and tune it the way it should be. And the performance you get from this is really, really cool. So if you look at normal, which is JIT on Android, AOT, fully AOT, the startup speed is a lot slower, or is a lot faster, a lot lower, but the APK is almost twice the size. Not great. Then you use startup tracing, which in this early build was profiled AOT, and you have not much longer of a startup speed. It's from 18 milliseconds to 518 milliseconds, but still well under 2 seconds. And the normal is almost 3 in this one. And your APK actually only went up 4 megabytes in this one. So instead of, you know, having the speed for double the size, you get almost half the speed for much, much, much less than double the size. And this is something that you don't have to do any work to turn on. So you can just go into your settings and hit check enable startup tracing, and it will start startup tracing appropriately for you. This is also a feature available in community. So you might not have, you know, if you're just trying it out and you want to start building a Xamarin Android app and see if startup tracing is going to work for you, it's right there in your community edition. Nothing fancy. Check off the box and we'll start doing it for you.
Yeah, it's an amazing feature. It makes a huge difference. I did some of my own benchmarking on one of my apps like a week ago, and main activity was appearing in 600 milliseconds. regularly.
Amazing.
Which is amazing. And then everything else after that I was responsible for. So, but as far as what Xamarin was doing, super, super amazing. All right. So why did that not advance? Because I need to push this. So we've got some tons of wonderful examples that are out there, just beautiful applications for you to go look at. Some of the things I referenced previously, we've had the visual challenges and the carousel view challenges and all that. These are all your examples where we did a visual challenge and said, hey, can you use these new material renderers to create more quickly, more easily, consistent UI between iOS and Android? Still using native controls. And these are just a few of the examples of what you showed us that you were able to do in, on average, 4 hours. So, you know, some really amazing things in there. You can see some LinkedIn, some Outlook, some Instagram. It's just so cool. So with that, I'm going to jump into a demo and show a little code, shall we? Change around from that, go to this. I'm already on my desktop, so I just need to exit. Exit PowerPoint.
Yay! All right.
Cool. This is working, Maddie. This is working.
Yeah, live streams. Cool.
Live streams. All right, so I'm going to get my mouse over onto this screen. Cool. So a couple of the things that make it so simple to create these beautiful applications. Here I've got my Flyme application, super appropriate for being stuck at home. So we'll try to make it a little more appropriate as we go here. But within an application to beautifully style it, CSS is something that a lot of developers have told us is really, really productive for them. Now, CSS isn't for everybody. I certainly know that there are, you know, those who prefer XAML styles. And the great news is that CSS is essentially a preprocessor on top of XAML styles. So really anything you can do in one, you can absolutely do in the other. But one of the cool things that one of our community members, Bodan here, put together is the ability to register your own CSS selectors. And so in these examples here, you can see that, for example, here we have a new method or a new property, an attached property, to set the navbar has shadow property. I wanted to get rid of the shadow at the bottom of that navbar at the top, right? Hate that thing. Doesn't match any of my Dribbble designs. So I wanted to get rid of it, and I wanted to do it in CSS. So using this registrar, I'm able to create my own selector here. And then in my CSS, I have my shell CSS, where I'm going to change my background colors, my foreground colors, all that. And then here's my custom selector. And now I'm able to control my shadow directly from here. So big shout out to Bodan for that. Go follow him on Twitter. He's doing some really cool stuff. Just did a presentation showing how you can use Less. And I know that you can also use Sass, these other preprocessors. You have CSS variables. It's so cool. Web developers know what I'm talking about. A couple other things that can jazz up my app here, which I'll get to in just a second, is I can set my new flags for all the experimental things, the things that are in preview that we're stabilizing, but we want to make sure we get into your hands as soon as possible so that you can begin using them and providing feedback to us. So carousel view, indicator view are part of that. And of course, app shell. So let's talk about app shell for just a second. This is shell, which is a new and simplified way to declare the flyout items, the tabs, whether they're bottom tabs or top tabs for your application. You used to have to write, you know, 4 or 5 different classes to be able to do this sort of thing, to implement a tab view or a master detail view. And you certainly still have all of those controls at your disposal. They haven't gone away. But we wanted to introduce a way to make it super easy. So you can see here, I'm just declaring my shell item and then a series of flyout items. So those flyout items will appear on the left-hand side. Let's go ahead and click into the application here so that we have a visual representation of what we're talking about. So you see that I started out with that login screen, which is the first shell item in my list here. Because it's of a different type than flyout item, it controls what I see first. Order matters in an app shell. So login screen appears first, but now I'm within the flyout items because I've moved past the login. I navigated to my home. So you see that I have my flights, today, book, and notifications. These are my four flyout items. And then I've got this logout. It's a menu item. So a menu item being slightly different in that I can execute a command off of it, hence logout, without it navigating to a page. But otherwise, I'm just declaring my content templates, which are my content pages for these things, and then the icons that go along with them. So very cool stuff there. So let's go ahead and look here. And you may have noticed, maybe I'll log back out and log back in. Watch when I go to that first screen, there's some animations that kick off. Whoop. Look at that. Wasn't that cool? So how am I doing that? So Xamarin Forms has a rich animation API for you to use. And then there are plenty of tweening libraries out there. So if this isn't your flavor of how you like to do animations, you certainly can find C# versions of tweening libraries anywhere. But this is using our built-in animations, and I just call this in on appearing, and I commit it all at the same time, and I've got a wonderful, beautiful little animation to make that happen. What else do we have going on here to make this a beautiful app? Of course, I've got a carousel at the top. Love my touch screen. And so more advancements are coming to the carousel all the time. It's approaching stable release, so be on the lookout for that. Even now, as it is, super easy to use. Previous carousels, it was pretty hard to get that inset around each side to have each of the before and next items to peek through. So that's cool. And then let's go look at a couple other things that are in here. So I've got a today view. Oh, yeah. So here's my today. So I need to stay home. So, yeah, I can't travel just yet. So, but what I could do is I could do, St. Louis County, where I live, has told us to stay home until like the end of April. So I could do this and I can say, okay, now find me a destination. Oh, look at that. So I wanted to show you this. This is how I'm navigating. So Shell has URI-based navigation, and I can say, take me to the results route and then pass some query string parameters. So I need to stay home until 4:30, 4:30, 2020. And I can go to async. Well, how does Shell know what the results page is? I'm so glad you asked, Maddie. I'm so glad. So I come over here, back in my app shell, back where the app started, I have my own little method that I created called initRoutes, where I initialize my routes. And so I tell it, hey, when somebody wants to navigate, when a developer wants to navigate to the results route, add this page. This is the page I want to navigate to. So just as simple as that. So this page does not exist back in that app shell, flyout items. It's not one of the flyout items. It's another page. Something else that you can now do is you can do modals. All right, so let's go ahead and continue on from here. Let's go to that page. Here we are. You know, I've been stuck in my house for so long that I think that I can do better here. I think I can make this look better. Something that really inspires me to kind of get to the end of this whole thing, right, and to be able to go somewhere beautiful. So let's go ahead and make a few updates here. So I'm in my collection view. I should probably talk about the collection view here for a moment. One of the cool things about collection view is it now supports like infinite loading, right? So I have a remaining items threshold of 2, and when it gets to that threshold, it can call this command where it can go load more flights. So every time I scroll to the bottom, let's see if I can just go do that real quick. Boop, and a little animation down there at the bottom, and now I've got more. Get to the bottom, boop, load more. Pretty cool, huh? All right. I imagine there's applause in the homes all over the world. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. Very kind. So linear items layout, I can declare any layout I want to here. It can be horizontal or vertical. We also support a grid layout, which is amazing, and that can go vertical or horizontal. And then custom layouts. As a matter of fact, when we first implemented dual screen support in Xamarin Forms, we used custom layouts with collection views to be able to support that. And then custom layouts as well using a grid. All right, so let's jazz this up. I want this to look better. So dun, 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 I've got another. I pre-created this result photo view. You got to give me something to really dream about here. So we've got that. Save that. That's much better. at the end of this thing from cold St. Louis, Missouri, I want to go to one place, Maui, Hawaii. I want a beach. I want blue water and blue skies. Notice that these beaches have appropriate social distancing. There's nobody on these beaches. They're my beach. So all still good and safe. And I will say that after the stay home is lifted, I will be supporting local first, and then I'll go somewhere else.
There you go.
There you go. All right. So that's cool. Let's see, what else did I want to mention while I was in here? I had this open for some reason. Oh, so I did want to demonstrate real quick. Boom, ba-da-bum. So you see I'm passing this 430 in. I can undo that break. I wanted to show you how I'm routing that query string parameter to the destination page. So down here on the results view model. So we have this query property, and I decorate my view model with it. So this particular page is using MVVM. I've got a flight results view model, and I'm going to take in that start query string parameter, and I'm going to route it to the from date in. I'm passing strings because it doesn't like passing dates in the query string parameter, as you can imagine. I'm using a parse exact to get my date, and then I have a display date, which I can display on the following screen. So I need to actually display it on the screen so you can see it, and I'll just put it up here in the title. Finding display date, save. So it of course went back to 1-1, but if I come back and navigate again, I'm free starting April 30th to go to Maui. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So that's just a few examples of the cool things that you can do in Xamarin Forms today. Many of those are features that we shipped over the past year. We're shipping every 6 weeks. And so no time like the present to get all those things. To just start from the beginning. Like,
yeah, but if you want to switch it, I have mine up as well.
So you've got yours up? All right, yes, sweet.
I can drive for a little bit. I know. I'll turn it back over to you for a little bit.
I'm seeing the PowerPoint.
Ah, you're right. Skype. Share screen. Got it?
There you go. There you
Woo-hoo!
Go.
Woohoo! All right. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh, well, with every Xamarin release, we make it even easier for you to make those gorgeous experiences that David just showed you with less and less code and with less development time. So you're shipping to your customers quicker than ever, and you're also not really duplicating that work for different platforms. I mean, that was Xamarin Forms, so that same app will run on any device that David puts it on that Xamarin Forms targets. It's not just for UI, though. We also have Xamarin Essentials, which is our device function API library. And that's actually, in the past 18 months or so, grown to over 60 APIs, which is an incredible feat. And it's a place that you can, in one line of code in most cases, access all of these features and more through your C#. I can go like, hey, I want to get the geolocation of my device. All right, device.geolocation, blah, 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 whatever the API is. And find that out cross-platform, whether it's for my Android, my iPhone, my Windows device, even watches and TVs running watchOS and tvOS. So really, really fantastic, powerful library to help you write less code to do the same things that you would do before. You might have to write twice or more. And then, of course, there's Xamarin Forms, which is the UI library that David had used for his Flyme app. And just like those APIs, you can build that native UI once for each platform. And if you don't want to, you just share it using Xamarin Forms. So many developers are using Xamarin Forms, and David said at the beginning, many developers use a blend of Xamarin Forms and native UI, and it's changing the way you build UIs for mobile. So just like with what I mentioned before with some of our native tooling innovations, we're not just doing what the device or what the operating system says a UI should look like and what it should do and how you should do navigation. We also innovate on top of that and come up with our own strengths and use those to create a really, really rich platform that helps you write less code. So David, why don't you tell us about some of the amazing things that have happened in Xamarin Forms this year?
Awesome. So looks like my animations are a little goofed up. So let's just talk about it like this. So I mentioned Shell, which is the far left there that you saw, making it super easy and fast to create those flyout menus, tabs. Of course, you see I'm also supporting gradients there, which we're making easier and easier in Xamarin Forms. In the middle, we have the material design renderers for iOS and Android that you can use the new Visual API to very easily and quickly say, hey, I want the same look and feel for those controls across platforms. Notice that I also there in those buttons have a wonderful cake, another thing that we should be enjoying in this time of staying home, more cake. And that's actually a font icon. So you can use font icon images as sources for anything that supports images in Xamarin Forms. Super easy to do. And then on the right, I mentioned previously the collection view. So you're seeing a grid there. And these are samples that we have just distributed over the past year to give you a really good idea of how to use all of these APIs. Oh, I did hit the right keyboard. That's awesome. So ton of things shipped over the past year for Xamarin Forms. These are just a few of the top level items. This doesn't even go into all the different new properties that are available on labels and entries and editors and button and things like that to kind of round out all the APIs that you may have been missing. A couple of notable things on here, the checkbox, the radio button. And so as Maddie was saying, we go beyond what the native platform gives you, because we don't serve the native platforms. We serve you, the customer, you, the developer. So if you're telling us, I need a checkbox, I don't care that iOS doesn't deliver a checkbox in the SDK, we've given you a checkbox, which was a wonderful contribution started by our own James Montemagno.
Woohoo!
So yeah, a couple of other things. Of course, the carousel view, you saw me showing you my basic carousel view. You can see some even better carousel views here that show some parallax rotations and animations. Javier put that one together. And then just recently in Xamarin Forms 4.5, we've got Swipe View, Visual State Manager Target. Visual State Manager is getting quite a few updates lately, including some new state triggers that are available both for VSMs and just directly on your controls, especially for dual screen support, and you'll learn more about that later today. Custom embedded fonts are coming your way, so I imagine you don't like putting fonts in three different platform heads and figuring out what's that magic code in the info plist and things like that. So we're making that a whole lot easier for you. But let's go to Maddie, because I'm super interested to see these awesome tooling things. Oh, and I guess my Android emulator decided to chime.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, a question that I get all the time is, well, my apps are now more complicated than ever. Even though I'm not writing that much code, there's a lot of animations and there's a lot of fonts and images, and I have been doing some custom stuff. And what happens to my builds? Are those going to be really slow now because I'm doing all this really cool stuff? Well, no, because we have an amazing team dedicated to the tooling for Xamarin and making sure that you are not only writing less code, but it's taking you less time to do all of the steps of development. And one of the fundamental things of that is building, right? You do that all the time. We call the inner dev loop all the time. Always building, ABB, always be building. And we call that the inner dev loop. So that's the idea that you make a build, you deploy it to wherever it's going to get deployed to, you look at your app, you're like, oh, I screwed something up, close it out, make a change, do that over and over and over. And the first way that we can shorten that loop is by just shortening your build and deploy. And we've done a bunch of work. This is my favorite for the past year kind of statistical jump. When we shipped VS 2019 last year, we were able to shrink builds and deploys anywhere from 20 to 50% in times. And that's for our Smart Hotel 360 sample app, which is on GitHub. But we've continued to innovate in this and shave seconds off where we can and make sure that you have the most streamlined builds and deploys as possible. I know I just saw on Twitter this weekend the new release 16.5. A bunch of people have been tweeting about how their Android apps are building faster than ever, and that always makes me so happy. But at some point, we have to say, okay, you know, there's a diminishing return theory that comes into play. We might have to do a lot of work at one point to make your build go from 10 seconds to 9 seconds. And so what do we do then? Well, we just let you stop building. And that's where one of our favorite tooling features, the hottest thing that came out this past year, calendar year, for Xamarin, XAML Hot Reload for Xamarin Forms, that's where that comes in. And the way XAML Hot Reload works is, you saw David using it actually in his demo earlier. He was debugging his app, he made a change, he hit save into his XAML file, and immediately the app popped back up and it changed from his boring flight results page to his list of Hawaiian pictures, which I thought was beautiful. And this has kind of been the first foray for us into building these really fully featured, rich runtime iteration tooling tools into Visual Studio. So runtime iteration is not, you know, when you're in your IDE and you're just making stuff. It's when you're running your app and you're changing things. And this Hot Reload has been, we've experimented with things like this before, but this one has really been one that we knocked it out of the park with, because we made sure to talk to all of you folks and talk to all of our amazing component vendors and library creators and framework creators and make sure that our Hot Reload was working with your app. So you can interact with your real data. You don't have to do any setup. But of course, with Hot Reload, you don't have to stop using the things that you love to use. And David has highlighted so many of those to use this amazing tool. And we've moved past this. So Hot Reload is the first thing. It's XAML. You hit save. But what happens when you want to make other changes? Well, that's where Xamarin Hot Restart comes in. And what Hot Restart lets you do is restart your app with whatever changes you've made, but it skips the packaging and deployment steps. So it's a small build. It can't do everything, but it's much, much, much faster. And this is a really cool feature because it lets you plug your device right into Visual Studio, right into your PC, and start debugging, hit restart, and often in under 10 seconds, you're back up and running again. And we did a similar thing with Android. And Android, the native operating system and the native technology in Android Studio, came up with the idea of apply changes. And what that lets you do is kind of the same thing. It does a package diff, so there's no full rebuild or repackage. And you restart your app, and you get up and running. Sometimes you don't even have to lose the activity that you're on, the Android activity. But we brought it into Visual Studio, so you can do it with your Visual Studio inside of, or with your XML inside of Visual Studio, hit the Apply Changes button, and using that native technology but brought into Visual Studio and modernized for Xamarin, you're able to use this tool and get back up and running with your Android activity, any XML change that you make. So these are a lot, there's a lot going on in the runtime space. Sometimes I get confused talking about it. So what I want to do right now is, hopefully the resolution of leaving PowerPoint doesn't break everything, but show you how all of these tools can work together and also, of course, touch on some of the amazing Xamarin Forms features and take a look at how amazing this experience can be. So I'm going to exit out of here. I'm going to open my Visual Studio. I'm going to open my Android emulator. I'm going to unlock my iPhone that I have plugged in to my PC right now, and that's using Hot Restart. So because it skips that like repackaging step for debugging purposes. Once I already have that app kind of up and built, I can use it on my iPhone. I'm gonna hit start here on this multiple startup projects. And while that builds, I'm also going to screen mirror my iPhone. So this is the one thing I haven't figured out with demos yet, is how exactly to keep my screen mirror alive while I ramble for a long time. But we'll get there. I'm going to drag that.
It's not just your problem. It's our problem, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all of us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll that over. And you can see that Visual Studio is asking me to launch my beautiful Monkey Finder application. So I'll open it up right here. Could I get a sanity check, David, that this is all viewable and everything's working?
I got it. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Looks good. So I kind of breezed through one of the coolest parts of Visual Studio 16.5, which is multiple startup projects. So this feature has been here for a while. The idea that you can set multiple startup projects at once. But we've actually brought that technology and made it compatible with Hot Reload. So what you can see is this button here. Oh, actually, I need to redeploy this on my iPhone too, because this is an old app. So I'm going to stop this, delete that app, and restart it. Make sure I'm in the right page. And I should see that button isn't going to be styled. But what I can do is when these are both back up and running, I will be able to hit save and Hot Reload on both of the targets that I'm debugging to right now. So I'll drag this down here, make this a little bit smaller.
And typically, people would be super worried about redeploying not just one, but two apps.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's
like, that would take like an eternity in the past. But look at that.
Back up and
running. Back up and running.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I should be selling some ShamWows or something.
I know. You really should. So, yeah. So this is still the old button style, but I'll hit search anyways. And I'll see that this pops right up. And then I want to make that Android button look like this button here. So I'm going to just set a style that I have already. And it is my static resource button outline. Hit save. That's going to refresh. That's going to refresh. Now the button looks the same. So I think this must just have had an old page on it, which is fine. That happens. Hot reload is working, isn't stable. Hot restart is a preview feature that you can now turn on in the stable Visual Studio. So I'm going to go into this carousel view page. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go back to my homepage. I'm going to show you one of my favorite features of Hot Reload, which is that if I click on this monkey here and a different monkey here, this has got the old button as well. So I'm going to go into my details page, go back into that button, set the same style. And because Hot Reload is just working within your existing running application, when I hit save, this is going to refresh, but it's going to save my state on both of these. So it saves the navigation state, which means that I'm not getting kicked back to my home page. It also saves what actual monkey I'm on. This is one XAML page. This is loaded in the code behind this page. It just says, hey, send my monkey there. All right? That's it.
It's great.
It's so great. And this is also awesome because if you're a Xamarin Forms developer, you're probably targeting more than one platform. So what if you want to see everything at the same time? All right, real quick, because I don't want to run us over. I want to make sure we have plenty of time for all the amazing sessions. I do want to show you. This will work with something like uncommenting this massive carousel view I created. I'm going to hit save. Bam. Reloads. Hit search on both. Search. Search. Oh, all right. My iPhone's not in the mood. It's okay. But you can see it reloaded enough to give me an error, which is great. My Android here has this beautiful new carousel view, which is this huge chunk of code. And really, most of this code is actually just creating this grid. The actual carousel view is this. And then me being really picky about styling a really nice frame and a stack layout and all that amazing stuff. But just like that, I can switch between my home page, my old paradigm, my carousel page, and this top tab is using Shell, and start testing these things cross-platform using Hot Reload. One last thing before we go back to the slides. My top bar here does not match this blue on Android. And so I could customize this top bar in Shell and make it whatever color I want it to be, right? But I don't want to do that right now. I just want to change what my Android top bar is saying here, what color it wants it to be. And my iOS one is already white. So I'll go in and I'll change this resource. So I'll make it the same blue as below, which isn't going to be much better, but it'll be closer. Hit save. And then I'm going to go into my Android apply changes button, which if my Visual Studio is full screen, boop, that's right here. Android apply resource changes. Minimize it again. Give it a few seconds. You can see it starts building again, but it's just doing that package diff. So it's going to quickly just repackage it, give it a second, kick it back up. It's going to take me to the home activity, and my tab is all of a sudden the new color I've set it to. So
very nice.
Pretty cool. That's all your runtime tools running together. Pun not intended, kind of intended.
When you see them all together like that, they really are... It's a whole new ball game in terms of productivity for building apps.
It really is. And the coolest thing is that, I mean, like my iOS app, I could have still played with and interacted with while my Android app was applying those changes. It's not going to just stop everything because I want to do something native, but then I can do it in the cross-platform way and make sure that it does reset everything. And I have a lot of control. Right. And I know we're, you know, getting close to the top of the hour, but David and I really, really wanted to end this keynote with a big resounding thank you to everybody in our community. Everybody in our community. We have so many resources that you can go to. David highlighted a lot of them. Another one is this one, aka.msxamstreamers, which is a list that David put together, I think, of a bunch of people who stream, live stream, and post those on YouTube for you to go back and watch their Xamarin development experience. Some of them are our framework creator. Some of those are people who make our amazing frameworks that we use. Some of those are library creators, or they're highlighting specific libraries and some of those amazing tools. But all in all, we are so thankful for the amazing Xamarin community and how much work you all put in. It's such a huge part of what makes .NET amazing. I know Amanda shared that number at the beginning. 87% of .NET contributions come from outside of Microsoft. That is in large part due to the incredible Xamarin community and all of the contributions across the Xamarin repos. And you are what keeps us evolving at this incredible rate that we're evolving at. So we can't thank you enough. Just want to go out one more time. Amazing. You do this all with .NET. Xamarin is .NET. If you're a .NET developer, you're a Xamarin developer. And your Xamarin code is going to live right alongside your other .NET apps and backends and your critical business logic. And you have the power of the other .NET amazing developers and ecosystem and all those tools. And this is going to be an amazing day, an amazing event. It's going to be a really big year for Xamarin, and it is going to be an even bigger year for .NET. So thank you.
Whew. We made it, Maddie. Oof. We made it. Made it to the end. Now we get to chill. We get to sit back, go get our coffees, our second coffees.
Until our sessions.
And enjoy a full day. So if you have questions, and James, I guess you'll come back. And if you have questions, ask them.
Yes. Oh, we have time for one.
Yes, we will be sending you a free Xamarin plush monkey if we select your question, which means it has to be a good question. So you can't be like, oh, Maddie, why are you wearing a red Xamarin shirt instead of a blue Xamarin shirt? I'm not going to send you a monkey for that. But you can ask David how long it took him to set up the pants cam. I would accept that as a monkeyable question.
It did not take very long at all.
All right, so we are back here. Thank you all so much. We have time for one
David,
question.
David, can you let me know when I can stop screen sharing so I can watch Teams?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
He's got a question.
All right, we're back over here. Thank you, Amanda, David, and Matt. We have time for one question. It's really, really quick. I wanted to get one in. I'm going to summarize it here. So this is from Patrick Clover on Twitter. So he came in with the hashtag .NETConf. Where is the best place or what is a great community for Xamarin or .NET or Visual Studio? Each of you, one, where would you send people to go? So we'll go Amanda, David, Maddie. And make sure you're on mute. I'll say mine. Mine would be planetxamarin.com, which is a beautiful blog aggregator, open source of all the amazing Xamarin bloggers. Boom.
Well, actually, I would say, you know, Twitter actually has a lot of great Xamarin bloggers, and Ginny and Jeremy are definitely kind of retweeting this keynote as we're doing it. A lot of awesome screenshots that they've done so far. So Jeremy Sinclair and Ginny Coffey, definitely follow them in the... The Xamarin community on Twitter is definitely live and lit.
Oh, yes. Fire emoji.
Fire emoji. I don't know, Maddie, do you have one? I think maybe I need to think a little bit more.
Oh, Xamarin.com is amazing. I mean, it's the .NET website, right? It's the landing page for Xamarin. You can use Xamarin.com to get there. But if you look across the top, there are the links to learn, the links to the Xamarin blog, the links to our customer showcase, to our docs, which are amazing. We put so much effort into the docs. David and I know that as PMs, that's like the best part of a release is updating the docs. But Xamarin.com is my go-to for all things kind of just official, see what people are doing. And I also have to mention, David mentioned it before, snippets.dev is my favorite. I always bring it up in community stand-up. So.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think I highlighted a lot of them in the presentation as well. So I love video format, short videos especially. So YouTube, we've got YouTube channels for Xamarin developers, and of course the Twitch. And if you are a Twitch developer, if you're streaming on any platform and you're doing .NET development and you want to be added to that list that was before, please just let me know, and I'm more than happy to add and continue to grow that, because it's really been exponentially growing, the people that are joining and sharing their knowledge, and if nothing else, the chat that happens while the streaming is happening. Like somebody asked previously, what's the point of having a live event in this day when everything's going to be on demand anyway? It's the interaction. It's being able to interact with the folks that are chatting. We're having a good time here as well, and we're learning all along the way, so yeah. There you go, James.
I think the other one that we should just call out, just because there's so many people who are here who have contributed to it, is GitHub, obviously. Whether it's people who are actually contributing to the platform or people who are contributing to the docs or people who are just kind of, you know, giving us feedback on the product. Everybody there. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda, David, and Maddie. It's an amazing keynote. I absolutely love it. Of course, we'll have it on demand later. Thank you all so much for making this happen. We're going to head over across the Channel 9 studio over to